Thank you for calling customer support. This is Bailey speaking. How may I help you?
Ma'am, I was trying to turn down my TV.
Okay.
Listen, Lord. I was trying to order two things from you all, but I did not indicate two other extra products, and I wanted that taken off.
All right, yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
Well, I only indicated the anti-aging cream, and then it came in for the anti-puff serum, and I said, well, I thought I'd take that one too, but I didn't want the other two added in. It's a skin scrubber and exfoliating brush.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
Pardon?
Can I get your zip code?
I did not understand.
Your zip code?
I'm sorry. I cannot understand what you're saying.
Your zip code for your home address, your zip code?
23229.
Your name?
I still got it on screen, but I said, does that mean that the shipment has been, it is finished?
Okay, can I get your name?
It's Linda J. Brooks.
All right, Ms. Brooks, can you verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 9012 Patterson Avenue, apartment 43. That is Henrico, Virginia, 23229.
Okay, you state that the only product you wanted was that skin serum and the cream?
Pardon?
You only wanted the cream and the serum?
Yes, that's all I want to try.
Okay, well, that skin scrubber and that brush, they are great products.
Pardon?
The skin scrubber and that brush, they are very great. A lot of our customers love them. Do you want to try that out?
I don't want those two.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Okay, now how will that work?
The 50% refund?
You all can't take it off the bill?
You don't want to accept the 50% refund?
They can't delete that off of the bill because it's coming out of my checking account.
Okay, give
it's
me one second.
It's not on a charge card. I put my debit card in.
Okay, give me one second. Let me see what I can do for you, okay?
Pardon?
Can you hold one second for me? Let me see what I can do for you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I did get those two products canceled for you, and I did get you a refund, so that refund should hit back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I cannot understand you. The reception must not be too good.
Okay, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
What about now?
Okay.
Okay, so I did get those two products canceled for you and fully refunded. That refund takes about 3 to 5 business days to hit back in your account.
Okay, now, is that still going to come out of my checking, the whole amount? For the two that I don't want?
Yes, ma'am. It has already came out, but I got it refunded for you.
And it's going to take 3 to 5 days?
That's the average wait time. Sometimes it is sooner. It all just depends on who you're banking with.
Well, I'll never order anything else again then, if that's the way it's going to be. And you know, when it comes in, I only indicated the two products. I didn't indicate the other two extra. And I said, that puts the customer at a disadvantage. If they don't want those, I did not select those in my computer. I only selected the two that I wanted. And I said, if that's the way it's going to be, I won't order again then that way.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did get those.
You all need to improve the system in some way. I mean, and if these products don't work, can you return them, or what happens to that if it doesn't work?
Okay, well, we don't offer, we don't take returns.
You don't take it back?
No, ma'am, we don't.
Okay. Then I'll know from now on not to order again at all, any of them, in the way it did with me with these two extra products. And, I don't know. It should let the customer decide on any extra products and indicate it. And I said, I only indicated those first two. I didn't indicate the other two that I wanted them. And I said, well, what do you do about that when you're in the computer like that trying to order? I said, they need to improve that in some way. For the customer to have a choice. Don't just give it to them if they don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, my apologies.
And I know
just...
this much. Hey, I don't mean to take this out on you, but it is aggravating, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. My apologies.
So it's going to take, about 5 days for it to go back into my checking. Is that right?
Well, ma'am, that's just the average wait time. It could be any time before then, but just the average wait time is that 3 to 5 business days.
I mean, but how does that work? Will it go back into my checking to refund me, or how does that work for you all?
Yes, ma'am, it will go back into your account.
Okay. So it shows on here. The whole total was $83.75, and that's going to come out then right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It has already came out.
Well, I hope you tell somebody with the company they need to improve on this. I would think other customers would have the same problem as me if I didn't indicate it. I wanted the two extra products. It's not right for the customer being charged that, but like you said, you were able to eventually refund it back to me.
Right. Yes, ma'am. My apologies. We have no control over that. We just assist with the customer account.
And I do
apologize.
Well, I do appreciate you trying to help me on this. I can't complain with that, but I won't do it again.
Because
it's when the customer doesn't indicate the extra products, I said, there's got to be something so that if the customer don't want to order it, not to order it. Because I said, I didn't indicate those. I indicated the first two, the anti-aging cream and the puff serum. And I said, well, maybe they work hand in hand together, maybe those two products. But I have a good cleanser that I use anyway. But I appreciate your help, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And also with that skin serum and that cream, you do know that they're, let me go to it.
And what was that?
Can you hear me?
A little bit better.
I'm sorry. So you do know with that serum and that cream that it is a 14-day trial, correct?
I don't think I saw that it was a 14-day trial.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, it is a 14.
I don't want to reorder on it. Now, I want to make sure on that. I only want to try the product. And if it works for me, I may come back. But then, the way this happened with the two extra products being charged for those, I said, I don't want to do that again.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, it is a 14-day trial, but I can offer a 16-day extension to give you a full 30 days to try out the product.
Okay. It says on here the cream is a 30-day supply
yes,
and a
30-day
supply for the serum. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. They are 30-day supplies. It's just the trial isn't 30 days. The trial is the 14
days. So it really
days.
Only lasts for 14 days instead of 30 days?
I'm sorry?
It only lasts 14 days instead of 30 days?
Only the trial, yes, ma'am, the trial only lasts for those 14 days. But I can offer you 16 more days so you can have a full 30 days to try it. And if you don't like it within those 30 days, you can always give us a call back and we can cancel it for you.
But, I mean, now, it's these two products I'm getting, they're only a 14-day trial.
But
they're
a 30-day supply.
I don't want to be charged for any extra products of this coming back to me being charged.
Right. That's why I'm going to offer you a 16-day extension.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to give you 30 days to try out the products. If you don't like the product within those 30 days, you can give us a call back and cancel.
But I'm not sure I understand this. I mean, if I'm paying for it now, $7.95 for each product.
You're only paying the shipping and handling now.
Now, I
that's
should
the 14
not be charged
days.
For any extra, right?
No, ma'am. You are only now paying the shipping and handling.
Yeah.
After 14 days, you will be billed the full price for both of those products.
I'd be charged for the full price?
Correct. That's why I'm going to offer you a 16-day extension to give you a full 30 days to try out the product. And if you don't like it within those 30 days, you would then call us and cancel before you'll be charged.
I just don't want to try it at all. Just forget the whole thing. I said I only wanted to just try it.
That's why I'm going to offer you the 16 days so you have a full 30 days and you won't be charged. If you have 30 days to try out the product, so you won't be charged as long as you call in and cancel before those 30 days are up.
But I mean, am I still paying for
$7.95
each
correct.
Product?
Yes, ma'am. You're still paying that $7.95 for right now. But after
then, if I don't call back in, I'll be charged a higher price?
Yes, ma'am. You'll be charged a full amount.
I don't want it. I don't want to even try it. I just don't like going that way. And I said I just would rather cancel the whole thing.
Okay, I can offer you a 69. I can get the discounted price to $64.99.
And what was that?
I can get the price discounted to $64.99.
I mean, what is it? $64.94.
Okay, because the original price for the product is $119.
$119. I just wanted all of it canceled. I mean, I don't want to even try it at all. The way you told me the way you all work it. It's not right.
Okay, I can get you down to $49.95.
You're going to charge me 49 something?
Instead of the full amount, yes, ma'am. Instead of that full $119, I can get it down to $49.95.
And I can't cancel these products after I order them?
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
It's not right.
Can you hold 1 second for me?
All right. Just give me the original, like you said, the trial. Let me try them. And I'll call back in before the 30 days is up. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. Ms. Brooks. Ms. Brooks?
Yes.
Hey, so I can just go ahead and get everything canceled for you.
And what was that?
I can go ahead and get everything canceled for you.
You got everything canceled?
Would you like for me to get everything canceled?
Everything for what?
Would you like for everything to be canceled?
Everything, if I can.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get everything
but,
canceled.
I don't
want to
be charged any extra for canceling.
No, ma'am. It's not a charge for canceling. I'm going to get everything canceled and your money refunded.
Okay. Just refund the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I do so, okay?
Hey, you know, they need to do better with the company and what they're giving the customer on this, the way they're doing it. This is only coming from one customer. I don't know how other customers will feel about it. But they need to do better or need to go a better way with these products if they're going to have any business at all. That's my opinion. Other people might think different about it. There's always a catch to everything, always. You don't get nothing. There's always something for, a catch to it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did get everything canceled, and I did get you fully refunded. Again, that refund takes about 3 to 5 business days to hit back into your account.
Okay.
Would you like your refund confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. It would be nice. One moment.
Okay.
All right. What is that?
All right. That refund number is R as in Robert.
Okay.
663.
66 what?
3.
3?
3, yes, ma'am. 663.
Okay.
384.
Okay.
582.
Let me repeat that.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
R is in Robert. 663-384-582.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. I appreciate your help on this, though. And I don't mean to take it out on you, but it's just the way I feel as a customer.
Yes, ma'am. My apologies.
You did say... sometime it may take less than 3 to 5 days to fund me back.
Yes, ma'am. It all just depends on who you're banking with.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help anyway.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you, because at least you were honest with me and upfront on what's what.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
You have a good one.
You have a nice night. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. You did the same.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.